This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, we are joined this morning in studio by CJ Kloss, also joined by Malia Cuevas, both from Kloss Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how are you today?
Very good.
Staying warm?
We're excited about this new year before us.
Yes, darn right. And we are actually going to talk about kicking off the new year and making some important resolutions for the new year on this morning's program. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial Get to Know You appointment at Kloss Financial. Something we do each and every week is the Kloss Quiz Question Week, and we will do one this week. Got a fantastic prize again, a $25 gift card for PetSmart. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Before we start talking about resolutions, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and get not only the question, but the answer as well.
Yes, so first of all, shout out, thank you to all who listen every single week to our program. And last week's question was, what percentage of Americans have not made a will? The answer to that was, according to a recent Harris poll, 64% of Americans have not made a will. So if you are one that has, pat yourself on the back. We're happy to hear that. And congratulations to our winner who called last week, who is Robert of Madison. So thanks again, everyone who listened.
Fantastic. And don't forget, we'll do one this week. Also, if you missed any of last week's show or you miss any of this week's show, you can get the podcast right at klossfinancial.com. So we're going to be starting off the new year, of course, talking about very important things, personal finance, financial resolutions for the new year. Is it for people kind of weighing this, is now kind of the time? Is it a good time to be making those resolutions?
Well, certainly. You know, some people will say New Year's resolutions are a hoax because, you know, people get onto a kick and then they can't follow through with it. But we just believe any kind of time in your life where you can mark a new year, a new child, whatever it might be, and say, hey, at this point, we're going to make a change, something to consider. So we're going to address a number of kind of broad high-level topics as it pertains to financial planning that will help get you prepared for retirement. So number one is kind of like assess where you are financially right now. And within that assessment, look at your debt, number one. So how much do you have in debt? How quickly can you downsize that debt? How expensive is that debt in terms of cash flow? And remember, debt equals risk. Debt equals risk. It's actually amazing. This is very well known in the financial services industry, and yet in the consumer space, some people have thought of debt as a way to like multiply their returns. Like, oh yeah, I just, you know, I take on leverage for my investments or my homes and I buy rental properties, and that's fine, but you just have to remember debt equals risk. So our goal as you get closer to retirement is to help you reduce or eliminate that debt. Number two would be look at your budget. Number one, you know, first things, do you have one? I don't know what the stats are on this, and maybe Malia, we can do a show on this one day. Mm-hmm. What percentage of Americans have budgets? I can tell you, go back a generation, every American had a budget because they didn't have online access to their bank. They literally had to keep a ledger of every penny that was spent, otherwise they would bounce their checks. Nowadays, we see very few people coming in with budgets. And it's because, oh, I just go online and see where I spent my money. And so no longer is it this notion of like, I don't know where my money goes. You don't hear that as much. People say, I know where it goes. I just can't really keep track of how much I have. Mm-hmm. And that is, oh man, it's poisonous. It's dangerous. So do you have a budget? Are you sticking to that budget? And I will just challenge everybody on the show. If you are serious about planning for retirement, and if you're not making so much money, you don't have to care about a budget, which, by the way, that's probably like less than half of 1% of our listeners. If you're not sticking to a budget, this is hope. It's a dream. You're not going to accomplish what you want to. You have to take a look at a budget. Okay, I think I have beat that one into the ground. The next would be, within the assessment of your finances, take a look at your retirement accounts. What percentage are you putting into your retirement accounts? Again, our goal would be 10% of your gross income or more, 10% being kind of the starting spot. And then within that, are you maxing out your retirement accounts if you're able to? So as a reminder, 401k, 403b, 457 contribution limits have actually gone up by $500. So 2018 max contributions into a 401k was $18,500, but now in 2019, it's $19,000. Now again, this is for people under the age of 50. If you're over the age of 50, the catch-up contribution amount is still the same at $6,000, but that just means between the $19,000 and the $6,000, now your maximum contribution into a 401k plan, if you're over the age of 50, is now $25,000 a year. And then annual contributions actually into IRAs went up as well. It used to be $5,500 a year if you were under the age of 50. Now it's $6,000. And that same catch-up contribution is there for IRAs, which was $1,000. So if you're tracking with me, that basically means you can contribute up to $6,000 into an IRA if you're under the age of 50, or $7,000 into an IRA if you're over the age of 50. So generally speaking, anyone over the age of 50 with earned income should be able to contribute at least $7,000 into an IRA in 2019.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online. Their website, a fantastic resource, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn about Kloss Financial. There's separate divisions there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a once-a-week email that comes into your inbox. It's got a snapshot of what's going on in the markets and a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can sign up for that right at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment, to get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you anything. Give them a call right now. Set that up, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, Malia and CJ, they are here to help. You can give us a call right now at 321-1310, and we'll get you right on the air. We'll take more of your calls next, and we'll also talk about savings and the importance of adjusting that in the new year. We'll find out from Elias and CJ from Kloss Financial next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Kloss Financial, their office right here in Madison. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge. Then initial get-to-know-you appointments at Kloss Financial and online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Doing what a lot of us are doing, which is thinking about New Year's resolutions. And of course, when it comes to being fiscally responsible and planning for the future, big important things with Kloss Financial. We are talking this morning about personal financial resolutions. Talked, of course, about kind of assessing where we are as far as the previous year and kind of where we are as far as earnings and savings, those type of things. Let's talk about that savings part and kind of talk about making adjustments as needed. That's probably a very important aspect of all of this, isn't it?
Yes, it really is, Sean. And I think sometimes we get caught up in always worrying about our investments and where they're at and so forth, which obviously has some importance. We'll talk about that later. But it really is drilling down to the basics. As CJ said, eradicating that debt, understanding where you're putting your dollars is so important. So for some people listening to this, they're like, blah, 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 this is all rudimentary. But really, it's back to the basics if we want to make sure that we end up with the retirement that we want. And it really requires looking back at simple things like saving. Mm-hmm. So we get this question a lot, like, how much should I have? And we know the staple answer out there is usually 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. Ideally, 1 to 3 years, depending on your age and income. So it is relative to your debt, relative to your time in life. So what is that number? Everybody wants to know what the right number is. For some people who have nothing in the bank, nothing in savings, and we do run into that quite a bit, you know, I like to shoot for some low goals at first. Let's make sure we have at least $5,000 put away in your savings account. This is not your operational. This would be your buffer in case the furnace goes out, in case, and I didn't say that if anyone's furnaces are having trouble today, it wasn't because I said it, but making sure that we have something that we can go ahead and take care of emergencies. So ideally, a good beginning point might be $5,000. Ideally, maybe $15,000 to $25,000 keeping in savings. And then what you're going to have to do is make sure that you're not just hoarding money that's not making any money for you in your savings account. So how do you do that with your paycheck every week? How can you figure out how to save more? Well, it starts out with, you know, looking at your debt, making sure you're taking care of your debt, and then perhaps backing off your retirement savings. So we don't want you to miss a match at work if your employer is matching your amount that you're putting in, but perhaps you're putting in a percent more. Well, you might have to back off that percent so that you have a little bit more income every month to start padding the savings with. So as long as you're tracking that way, maybe for 3 to 4 months, you probably can accumulate money in your savings account much quicker. So when we talked about the budget in our last segment, this is actually a budget item. How much am I putting into my savings account? You can consider that a bill to yourself. You're the one holding on to that money, but if you don't direct those dollars systematically every month, then guess what? It never really happens. And we really want everyone to be in their best position every single year so that we can approach retirement conservatively.
Absolutely.
Well, to drive home Malia's point, we had a client come in the other day and said, hey, it was actually a prospect, but they're now a client. And they said, hey, I'm putting 15% in my 401k plan. I listen to your radio show religiously. And I started at 10 and I've moved up to 15. And then as we were looking through their financial plans, they didn't have much of a buffer in their savings. And so we said to them, well, we need to back that down for a short period of time to just to your matching of your 401k plan, which in their case was 6%. And the reason is so that we can build up your emergency reserve, right? And the person just looked at us like dazed and confused, like, you said I should be doing at least 10%. We go, oh, yes, but it's out of context, right? And so this goes back to like the building blocks of financial planning. You have to understand how to prioritize finances because this particular person was in their 40s. So listen, emergency pops up. They have no buffer. What happens? Well, they're either taking money out of their 401k, taking on taxes and a penalty, or putting it on a credit card, even worse. Mm-hmm. So you've got to know kind of like in what order do I do these financial things? And so to Malia's point, very commonly we'll ask people for short periods of time to back off of their retirement savings in order to get that building block of an emergency reserve in place.
And you know it's important when your retirement planning professionals are telling you to back off retirement to have that.
Right. There's some people that just cannot, it doesn't calculate in their brain, like, how are you telling me this?
Very important. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. We're going to talk about a day that a lot of us look forward to, and that is, of course, Retirement Day. We'll talk about, as we're assessing goals and, of course, making some resolutions about getting ready to plan for that Retirement Day. We'll find out what advice CJ and Malia have from Kloss Financial. We will do that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, the website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. You're going to telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that number. And in just a little bit, we'll do our Klaas Quiz Question Week. Got a $25 gift card for PetSmart. A chance to win that. I'll tell you how you can do that in just a moment. Talking about personal financial resolutions for the new year, let's talk about a big one, which is kind of getting ready for that retirement date. What should we be assessing this time of year when it comes to thinking about a retirement date?
Yes, another good planning item in the new year would be to consider two questions. First, what is my targeted retirement date? And remember that that time is your friend. The sooner you can begin to plan for that retirement date, the better your rewards will be in the long run. And then the second question would be, how much do I want to retire with? And what is the significance of the amount that I retire with? So we've done shows on this very topic of what is what we call a sustainable distribution rate from a portfolio. And you're going to, goodness, if you try to look at articles or white papers on this topic, you're going to see all kinds of opinions. But you'll see a lot of them honing in around an average of a 4% distribution rate. Now, we're not going to redo the show on distribution rates, at least right now, but maybe one day we will. But 4%. Okay, so if I have $1 million, that means it's $40,000 a year. But again, you have to have the context. If you're retiring at 40 and plan to live to 95, that distribution rate might be too high. If you're retiring at 85 in bad health and you're about to pass away, 4% is too low. So you have to have the context of that distribution rate, but something to be aware of. And then what should you be doing today? Again, look at your retirement accounts and make sure that you're attempting to maximize contributions every year. Take a look at whether or not your 401k plan or 403b plan has a Roth savings option, and then talk to your financial advisor about which you should be doing, Roth versus pre-tax. And finally, just always make sure you're taking advantage of that free match that your employer offers. We hammer this point home every show, and yet we still have a lot of people coming in who don't know how their employers match their contributions and are, in some cases, missing out on free money.
As Homer would say, don't. You don't want to do that. CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaas Financial. Before we get to the Klaas Quiz Question Week, let's talk about, I think, something that a lot of us are kind of a boat that we're all in, a lot of us are in, which is don't really know what investments to be choosing when it comes to our retirement accounts. And a lot of us go, does it really matter? Does Malia, does that really matter?
Yeah, it kind of does, and that's otherwise we might not be in business, CJ. But we want you to take a look at your retirement plan choices, and this is actually the time of year a lot of your retirement plans are actually adjusting the investments they have in them. So look for advice, probably not from your neighbor, but from a qualified financial planner who can steer you towards maybe the right mix of investments for your age and your risk toleration. And you need to review that quarterly or at least semi-annually would be our suggestion.
Great advice, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaas from Klaas Financial. Online, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also in the new year, it's probably a good time to be reviewing some things. And there are three words anyone that's been listening to this show for any amount of time should be very, very familiar with. Let's talk about what those three words are and why they are so dang important.
Consolidate, simplify, diversify. We are going to like trademark that phrase. Consolidate, simplify, diversify. So this is the notion of consolidating your investments in terms of, you know, not having money in four different 401k plans in order to simplify the management of your investments while remaining fully diversified. So again, consolidate, simplify, diversify. Now, some people think that those are oxymorons. How can I consolidate multiple accounts into one and still remain diversified? And so remember, diversification is about the holdings within your account, not the number of accounts, plural. So you can have one account that could be 10 times as diversified as 10 accounts. depending upon what the holdings are. So so there you go. There's the freebie at the end of the show. Consolidate, simplify, diversify.
Great advice, great information. Three words if you want to take anything away from this week's show or any show. Those are the most vital ones. Don't forget as well, you can find Klaas Financial, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn all about the retirement planning professionals at Klaas Financial, about their services as well, and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaas Financial. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now is the time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for PetSmart. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the contribution limit for an IRA in 2019 for a 55-year-old? Is it $5,000, $6,000, or $7,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card for PetSmart. Don't forget as well, that is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that. A get-to-know-you complimentary appointment. That first one is complimentary. Again, at Klaas Financial, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.